Video, Lyft recorded over 4K sexual assault cases from 2017 to 2019. By Amy Furr on October 23, 2021. The Lyft company recorded 4,158 sexual assault cases occurring from 2017 to 2019, its first safety report said. The company noted there were 1,096 reports of sexual assaults happening in 2017, 1,255 in 2018, and 1,807 in 2019, CBS News reported on Friday. The document released Thursday found that over 360 rapes had been reported amid the three-year period. The highest number of assaults were labeled as non-consensual touching of a sexual body part, with 598 reports in 2017, 661 in 2018, and 1,041 in 2019, the CBS article read. The company explained it does not report alleged sexual assaults to law enforcement, handing the decision over to alleged victims who ultimately file the reports. However, it does offer support in the form of counseling, emotional support and crisis intervention, the outlet said. Generally speaking, individuals who are accused of committing the types of incidents detailed in this report will be permanently removed from the Lyft community, preventing them from riding or driving in the future, the company continued. The report was published 2 years after Uber shared its sexual assault data. The company said it received 5,981 reports of varied kinds of sexual assault in the years 2017 and 2018, the CBS article stated. In August, a Lyft driver was arrested after allegedly pulling country singer Claire Dunn from his car and throwing her face first on the ground and repeatedly leaving her on the side of the road. Dunn filed a police report and was able to identify the driver thanks to help from a detective. Driver Albert Boachi was later arrested and charged with misdemeanor assault. The behavior described as appalling, and we permanently removed the driver from the Lyft platform as soon as we learned of this incident, Lyft said in a statement at the time. We've reached out to Ms. Dunn to offer our support and are assisting law enforcement with their investigation.